Oh, God, don't even get me going on that one. I've seen the explanation, and I'm sorry, I don't accept it. I heard some NFL, you know, pros talking about this. They said this simply would not have been reviewed. And, you know, they've been instructed that if the public sees this, do not, you know, I don't know. I just, whatever, don't get me going on it. Because I have an obvious bias, and I don't think it's coming into play here, but that'll be the accusation.
I have a bias too, not the same as yours against that whole system anyway, but I saw a really interesting article that made a lot of sense, and again, it's all conspiracy stuff, you know, until it gets proven, and I have a feeling this isn't going away. But somebody made a comment brought to you by Sportsline, Fandango, and all those other gambling places. The amount of money that these places would have lost if Western pulled it off. And if it gets overturned for some ungodly reason, who knows? Where does all of that go, you follow me? And I got to thinking, you know, there's a lot of merit to that, because let's say that I bet $100 on Western and it paid $2,000 or something like that, you know, and now all of a sudden it gets overturned. Think of the money